This recording, Texas One, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. I've never found it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It's just a jail delivery that when we went through the Heritage Association's tour this last year, we obtained a copy of this. And this, I remember when my grandparents, who had a farm about 150 acres down at Staples, and my grandfather built a home there, and they lived there for over 80 years. And anyway, I recall them talking about this incident because after their crops were in each year and everything, they deposited their money in the bank here. And this happened on a Thursday evening. We were under the impression for the longest time that it was Sunday when they were all in church. But anyway, somebody broke into the jail and took all the money. They got in there and they robbed the bank, literally robbed it. And
what year was this?
This is dated Saturday, June 13th, 1874. And I don't know what year this was, but I was a little girl. I was born in 1924. And I recall my grandparents talking about this, and they never trusted a bank after that. They hid their money on their farm down there in special places. And but anyway, kind of a outline of something that happened at that jail break-in, if you want a copy of that.
Sure.
Now what do we need to do here? This is some more information on the Bass Drugstore. This picture is dated 1928, and Bass's Drugstore was very, very important, very active, and they were big business drugs, and they had, of course, other things in their drugstore, but I'm not sure they did they list the names here? No, the names are not listed there. But this was C.T. Bass and Sons. He had, I think there were four sons who helped him run the drugstore all those years. And, of course, through the years, as he aged, Mr. Bass passed away. He was very active here in town and everything. And so were his sons. Well, Henry Howell. There's a picture of Henry Howell. Henry Howell was a very well-known broadcaster with WAI in San Antonio for years and years. And his sister lived here on West Hopkins, what it was kind of East Hopkins where you turn to go on West Hopkins. And her name was Allie Pearl Howell. And she taught my mother, and she taught me, and she taught my daughter.